We're like in the middle of like a fucking zombie apocalypse right now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Vani X podcast. Basically, we were talking about what would happen if, out of nowhere, you know, people who get the COVID vaccine start turning into zombies. No, I'm playing, but I wonder what would happen if there were to happen, like, be, you know, a zombie fucking apocalypse. Yeah, and,
theoretically.
Yeah, and everyone's starting to fucking eat each other and fucking shit like that. How what would we do, or like, you know, some shit we would do?
Yeah,
but I feel like I would just, I've thought about this and be like, if hopefully, because you know, there's, because you know, there's,
has thought about this like thoroughly, like,
yeah,
there's no guy in the world that has not thought about this. I mean, girl, that's different, but like, guys, we've thought about this, like,
yeah,
know what we're gonna do.
You're just randomly like at home fucking sitting, your head just blanks out, and the first thing you're thinking about is like, I wonder what would happen if a zombie apocalypse happened.
You start buying guns.
Oh my god. I mean, hey, it's better to be prepared than not prepared.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. I don't think everyone should have firearms, but you know, if your mind is in the right place, then yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there should be more restrictions as to you buying a gun.
Restrictions in a way of like, don't let a psychopath get it, or don't let like
someone who's like, yeah,
anyone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just but like, yeah, sweep the whole United States and just check if,
yeah,
you have it or not.
Yeah, but yeah, now I feel like I was just thinking about it earlier today too. I was like, what the fuck? I think I was watching like this zombie movie, and I was like, fuck, man, what would I do? And I was thinking, I was like, so if a zombie apocalypse were to happen, I hope the zombies turn out to be like the Walking Dead zombies.
And
not the ones that are crazy.
If it's World War Z, bro, we're,
oh,
all,
my god, we're all fucked.
We're all done. Like, it's bro, these people are running top speed, bro. Like, you got fat ones running top speed.
Bro, they got enhanced jumping speed. Fucking, they're all smart.
For real.
Because, I don't know, did you see that one part in the film where they couldn't get over the wall, so they just started climbing over each other?
Yeah, they started climbing. They basically built a human ladder.
Yeah. It's fucking, holy shit.
Like a horde of ants, basically.
Yeah. I feel like people in the government are already preparing for some shit. I guarantee you they already have something in case they were like.
Yeah, most definitely. Because like back in like the 19, I want to say, when was like the first time that like, because there was a movie that brought like, I don't know how to explain it in a way, but it's like there was a movie that basically brought this whole idea of like sci-fi, because like before that there wasn't like sci-fi movies. I mean, yes, there were like, you know, Greek mythology and like, you know, you got the werewolf and stuff like that. But like, this movie brought up a new idea of like sci-fi, of like the unknown, like aliens,
yeah,
and zombies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's how basically everything came from. Well, I guess that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like ever since that, like ever since everyone knew what a zombie was, I feel like the government, I mean, they have to be prepared for that, because I mean, anything could happen. Yeah. Have you heard about like the deer zombies that,
yeah,
like walk,
yeah,
around? Like,
yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. Well, not, I haven't seen one in person, but I've seen the, you know, yeah, the videos that they.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like, yeah, they should be prepared. I mean, it's yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but in your situation, like in my situation, well, the first thing that I was thinking, that if they are slow and like dumb zombies, and the first thing I would do is just, I would literally get on top of a house fucking roof, and the only way I would come down is if I need to get like you know, food or water and shit like that, because I feel like on top of a house would be more difficult to for zombies to climb up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're fucking, yeah, World War, yeah, fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but like the thing that you have to think about is like basically every single outcome that could happen.
Yeah.
Which is basically, one is that you're gonna run out of food. Two, yeah, you're gonna run out of water. So you have to be prepared in any situation where like you're eventually you're gonna have to come out of the house.
Yeah.
Because there's no way anyone is stockpiled enough. Like, only if you're like a hillbilly that believes in like all this stuff. You're basically, some of them are stockpiled up for like 60 years.
Yeah.
You know, so they're okay. But like us normal people, well, not normal, because I mean, I don't think we're normal. I feel like, you know what I mean? It's like that. Yeah. Like, it's like how people be like, oh, like those people aren't normal. If anything, I think they're normal for embracing the fact that, you know, they're weird. Because, yeah. You know, as a society, I feel like we go on a day-to-day basis of just following one thing, but that's another topic. But, I mean, like, yeah, you have to think about every outcome that could happen, where it's like, you're going to run out of water, you're going to run out of food. One, you'll need a car. You know, I feel like for the sake of this podcast, I feel like we should base it off The Walking Dead, because if it was World War Z, we're all dead. There's no way. Only people in the military, only people in like other places, like they would be like
literally if we bought, like, I don't know if you've seen that video of this bunker, but it's like to get one of those bunkers, you have to put like 1.5 million to get a bunker. Mm-hmm. unless we all have one of those. And
yeah, I mean, if it's like World War, I keep forgetting what's going on. If it's like Walking Dead, then like we all pretty have like a much 50-50 chance. I feel like in the beginning is where we have to be calm, because everyone, like, once you hear like of the first zombie, like that thing spreads fast. Like I feel like the number one reason that like the thing spreads fast is because everyone just like automatically, like, basically what happened with COVID is that when everyone heard about COVID and stuff like that, like, you know, people were saying, oh, we're gonna run out of toilet paper, like, everyone just literally ran to the store and like basically stockpiled on everything.
Yeah,
and that's how people got sick. I feel like that's the number one reason why people got sick so much, is because everyone was like contaminating each other by going to the store, which is like literally what the government told you guys not to do.
Yeah,
and you did it.
It's they like just started to panic.
Yeah, it's like the same thing with like zombie apocalypse, where it would be like, if you're gonna start to panic, like that's the number one reason like why people die so much, because like I feel like more people are gonna die through like accidents more than they are gonna die through zombies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like everyone's gonna be driving crazy. People are gonna be getting into car crashes, and like that's where the opportunity strikes. You know?
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know. I feel like we would screw each other over. So like, because like so many people think differently than me and you, and like they would panic. I mean, anyone in their right mind would panic, but
yeah,
it's important to keep calm in this situation, because if not, then you're screwed.
Yeah. So if everyone were to, like, you know, just turn into zombies, like, well, what would your, I guess, best way to go? Like, would you be someone who just stays solo, or would you want to have, like, a group of people around you?
Well, it all depends, because, like, if I'm alone in the world, then yeah, I'll be solo. But it's since, like, you know, if we have family, we have stuff, I'll try to like go help them, you know what I mean? It just all depends on the circumstance. Like, let's say if like my family turns into zombies, then I'm gonna have to get some balls and shoot them in the head, because you know, there's no other way.
Yeah.
You know, I know no one wants to hear that. They'd be like, oh god, like, nah, that's cold-blooded. I feel like it's not cold-blooded because they're already dead. You know, they're like, a zombie is already dead. It's you're just doing them a favor, honestly. So
yeah,
if that was the case, like, let's put the case that me and you are basically alone, then yeah, I wouldn't really group up with anybody.
Yeah,
I feel like, or someone that's like very, very well experienced, like, you know, them old like OGs that like are military.
Yeah,
I'll probably stick with that guy, but like it has to be someone that knows what they're doing. If not, then I'm better off alone, because
yeah,
it, and like in cases like this, it's like it's better if you're alone than when someone that's like equally as dumb as you about the concept. You know, yeah, what I mean? It just slows you down.
Yeah, I feel like in this situation, I would just be someone. I would just go solo. It doesn't matter if some people that I still know would be like still alive. I feel like I would just go solo, just because I feel like if I were to be with other people, I would get like attached, and then if something were to happen, then I would
I see your point, because you also have to think that with zombies and like apocalypse, it's not only that you have to be physically strong, you have to be mentally strong, because you're gonna see a lot of messed up stuff, lots of, especially like with zombies. You're gonna see people like dead on the street. You're gonna see zombies, because I feel like they're not gonna be like the Walking Dead type zombies where it's like oh they're zombies. I feel like zombies are gonna be way uglier than that. Like you're gonna see their brains.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're gonna see the open rib cage and stuff like that. So it's not gonna be a pretty picture. So you just, you know, you have to be prepared the fact that mentally, because you're gonna have to kill at some point, you know. You know, you can't be a pacifist and like, you know, walk around and roam the streets, because it's just not what happens. Or if we base it off like another movie is I think it's Double Tap, or what's the movie called where it's like, it's kind of like a comedy.
Are you talking about Zombieland?
Yeah, Zombieland. Yes, Zombieland. If we're basing it off the concept of Zombieland, where it's like you got the homers, and then you got the ones that act the run, and you got the ones that, like, you know, different levels, different stages.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be better, but also not, because, you know, they're like, they adapt as anything.
Jesus Christ, if they adapt, holy shit.
It's like, imagine if, like, because, like, you know how, like, in some games, like zombie games, I've seen that, like, they put like new zombies out there that like adapt or like have new things. Just imagine, like, like you go to Antarctica and like you're like, oh, okay, I'm good here, but then all of a sudden you see a zombie that can, like, you know,
fucking endure fucking,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's different. Or like zombies that camouflage into the trees, and like,
Jesus,
you know,
Christ,
it's just like an animal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like you honestly have to be prepared. You don't even have to be stockpiled on weapons or anything, because I mean, I feel like there's enough food on this earth to last you for a long time, you know. Especially with everyone else that's dead, because like they're not gonna eat that food. They could, what, actually, that's a weird thing too, is that why do they want to, actually, never mind, I just answered my own question. Where it's like, because I was going to ask that, why do they want to eat us, or why do they want to like infect us? Where it's because it, just as like any virus or anything, it just wants to spread.
Yeah, it just wants to get.
It's just nature, you know. So there really isn't no psychological concept about it. It's just that, you know, it's nature. They're animals and they want to kill. It's their instinct. But yeah, I mean, I feel like, yeah, you just got to be prepared mentally, physically. There's like a lot of factors where it's like you don't have to be the most fit person in the world. You just got to know how to defend yourself, because I feel like another thing where it's like in Walking Dead, I think Walking Dead is a good representation, also Zombieland, where it's like people will betray you because, you know, they want to find the easiest way to either get like resources like food, water, you know. So that's another good point where like why I would stay solo, because of the fact that like whoever you find out in the world, because I feel like you wouldn't survive if you just stayed in one place, and like you have to keep roaming, but whoever you meet out in the world, like it's not like, just think of it as if it's a new whole world, like everyone's hostile. Like you can't trust anyone, even if they seem nice, you can't. Like,
yeah, because I mean, you just imagine you just all walking in, and then you find a fucking complete stranger. Obviously, you can't obviously give them trust, even though they claim to say, you know, this and that. Because up to that point,
but like the thing is that just keep walking, just be like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And if they do shoot, well, obviously, shoot back and let the better man win.
Yeah. I feel like in that situation, maybe I would consider the guns, just because, you know, maybe, like, if I get surrounded or some shit, guns would come in useful. But if it were to just to be, like, I would just take, like, like other weapons like that don't need bullets, because once your bullet runs out of a gun, it you basically become fucking defenseless.
I feel like
unless
I
you use like, the gun yeah. actually, but
yeah, I feel like the best strategy to go like around with like a gun would be because like in video games, you know how like guns, like you know, it takes a certain amount of damage, and like pistols don't do as much damage, and like whatever. Yeah. But yeah, this is real life. So a pistol you shoot in the head is the same thing as if you got shot with an AR, you're dead.
Yeah. You know?
So I feel like the best two guns would be a rifle and a pistol. I mean, anything other than that, I think would be, you can have it. I don't think it's really necessary. I mean, unless you're actually fighting a big swarm of zombies, and yeah, it would be good to have. But other than that, not really, because like you only really need close range and then you know, far range, and then other than that, just use a like the one that I've never watched Walking Dead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen like this lady that has a katana. I feel like that's pretty sick.
That is pretty sick.
I mean, that's sick. Come on, like a katana, like jeez. Or like, you know, a bat or something that's like metal, you know.
Yeah. Just or the dude the arrows too. I feel like arrows would be because just because
arrows. Oh, also they're reusable. So
if you were to try to kill someone with the arrow, you wouldn't make so much noise as compared to a gun.
Yeah, that is true. Oh so, yeah, you're right.
You wouldn't bring as much attention on you. Yeah.
Especially with like, I mean, in any case too, with whether it be a human or whether it be a zombie, because zombies are attracted to noise.
Yeah.
Because they are.
You start shooting and all the fucking swarm of zombies pop right. out of nowhere and you're fucked.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like an arrow would be nice. Yeah, that would be
pretty fucking lit.
I mean, if you know how to shoot an arrow, and if not,
you fucking miss. You miss all your arrows. You lose them. You don't even know where the fuck they go, and you fucking end up dead, man.
That's funny.
You just start running, and then you fucking yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Fuck,
you
man.
It. You just shoot it in the air, and it comes back, and you kill yourself.
Fuck.
Jesus.
But I feel like also the, like if some shit like that were to happen, I feel like the government would just try to close off the area, and I feel like they would just try to like fucking bomb it to destroy everything in that fucking area.
Yeah, that's another whole concept that like I was also thinking about, where it's like you have to think about so many things, because it's not because like another thing that like I was gonna bring up is I feel like this plays good into it. It's like, you know how like sometimes like we see people on a day-to-day basis, right? But you never think twice about it, you know, you never think about it. But then there's like that one single time, I feel like everyone has thought about this. If not, then like I don't know what's wrong with you. That mm-hmm. where you think about the fact that everyone lives in their own little world. Like everyone has their own world that they live in, you know. Yeah. And we just live in our world. And, you know, in this case, it would be the fact that you have to think on a global scale. Like, what would, you know, you have to think politically. You have to think, you know, streetwise and all this stuff. You know, you got to have all these things, you know, set into your brain. Like you said that, you know, the government is, I feel like, yeah, you're right. They're bound to, like, you know, blow up a city, you know. I feel like they wouldn't blow up the whole United States. I feel like they would set off like maybe half, or maybe like a you know, big piece of land.
Yeah, because if you were like, if you were to ask me, like I would sacrifice a certain like place to where I know that, like, you know, okay, the majority of people are here, like, you know, are infected, and this, you know, there's nothing we could do.
Yeah, and like
I would like manage risking some to save like an entire, you know, bigger right. population.
Right. Yeah. And like another thing that I was gonna say is that if the government actually has a heart, which I doubt, but I think they would do this, where it's like at least send like a radio broadcast where it's like, hey, we're gonna, like, if anyone's out there, we're gonna blow up these places, so you might as well get out there right now. you know, at least send off a warning.
Yeah, I'm sure now, like, if it were to happen now, I'm sure they would, you know, let them know through some sort of way. I feel like there's way more things, but I also feel like, I mean, if the zombie apocalypse were to happen, I feel like, do you think certain shit would still work, like phone signals and shit like that?
Yeah, that's another thing that, like, is weird about the apocalypse.
I feel like no, because people would just be too, like, they would just want to fucking leave and nothing would be run and everything would just stop.
I feel like for a certain amount of time it would, but there would be like a moment where it's like it's not working anymore. If the government gets involved, then I feel like yes, it would work, but in a certain area, obviously, because, you know, they sectored it off.
Yeah.
I feel like it would work. I feel like maximum 1 week it would work. After that, I feel like everyone's screwed. You gotta use radio.
Even radio back then, you know.
Because the thing with like, I guess you could say, like, cell phone towers and everything, you have to keep maintenance on it, you know. It's always like bound to, like, something's not gonna work, you know. There are always storms, there are always, you know, these things that happen in the world, and that's why, like, sometimes the power goes out, sometimes it doesn't, and that's like a big major thing where it's like, I feel like yes, it would work for a certain amount of time, because then, like, after that, I think it would have worked. Or maybe it would work, maybe if it was like Zombieland, because, like, you know how in Zombieland, like, they still have, like, electricity, like, they have cars, they have, like, you know. I feel like as long as, like, people know how to work things, then yeah, I feel like, yeah, everything would still work. But I feel like, you know, in a certain amount of time, everything would, like, diminish, because, you know, there isn't people keeping it up.
Yeah, I feel like in that situation too, I feel like if I knew there would be no consequences, I feel like I also would, like, kind of, like, go crazy and lose my mind, because some shit I was like fuck, man, what if like no one gives a shit no more and everyone's not doing anything, like, just go to a fucking, I would just go to like a fucking bank and, like, drop all this money that I could, you know, I just fucking, I just drive these cars that, you know, fucking wreck shit and do whatever the fuck I want. But, you know, I would also be running the risk of getting, you know, fucking eaten.
Right.
But, you know, fuck, man, might as well enjoy it before you fucking get killed.
That's so funny that you say that. Like, that's another whole thing where it's like, you know, the apocalypse, like, so many people don't, like, they just think of, like, zombies and that's it. But there's so many things that play into it, which is, like, it makes you really think about the world, like, in today, where, like you said, that money, like, the concept of money is, like, out of the door now. Like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's basically no purpose of it.
There is no purpose of it. And the thing that I saw the other day, I forgot how the story went, but it's basically, see if I remember it, but he basically says that, like, that money is just an idea, it's a concept, because there's a story. So basically it goes that the hotel, so the man pays $100, so then the hotel owner is like, wait, I owe $100 to this guy. So then that guy receives $100, so then that guy remembers that he owes a debt to the other guy, so then he gives that to that guy, but then that guy also remembers that he owes a debt to someone else in another business, let's say a bakery, and the bakery guy remembers that he also has a debt, and basically everyone in the town has a debt to each other. But then it all comes back to the hotel owner, because I guess, like, let's say the butcher is the final guy that receives, like, the money, but then the butcher's like, oh wait, I owe a debt to the hotel, so he gives the money to the hotel. But then the guy comes back and he's like, you know what, I didn't like the hotel, and he's like, I want my money back. So the hotel gives him the money back, so the guy leaves, and then everyone's out of debt, no one is in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So then the concept of money is no longer like there, where it's like basically no one has money and no one is in debt. So then money has no value.
Yeah.
Which is like, it just makes you think, where it's like, it's so funny how we as humans, like, when we receive money, we get excited. When we receive money, we do this and that and that. Where it's like, I feel like that's not a conspiracy, because like, I feel like that's already debunked, because it's already true. Where it's like, how they'd be like, money makes the world move. It just keeps us spinning.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to really think about the things, because like, if you realize it, a good situation would be like, if the government pays you, you're basically just paying the government back, because basically, you know, taxes, stuff like that. I mean, everything basically just goes back to the government. At some point, you know, the government is never gonna lose, you know. Yeah. That's like the thing with banks, where it's like, the whole concept of a bank isn't to help the people, but it was to get the people out of debt. But somehow it managed to get people in debt.
Yeah.
And that still works out for the government, because, like, you know, the people are still paying them. And the government's just sitting there on the couch, basically just receiving money, like, all day, every day. Which is, it's a pretty funny concept, but at the same time, it just, like, messes your whole head up, because you're like, wow, like, money really has no value. And like you said, like, I feel like in a zombie apocalypse, like, yeah, money would have no value anymore. I feel like what would have value would be, like, food, resources, stuff like that.
Yeah, just the basics would have more value than anything.
Yeah, that's funny, because, like, imagine, like, let's say deodorant could be, like, basically, like, a Louis Vuitton. Like, you know, someone sees
you,
like, yo.
You, like, you know, you have a stack of, like, this say shit, they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Because I feel like a big thing also with people is that they wouldn't want to forget the old world, where it's like, you know, they see a toy, they see something, it reminisces them on something, and, you know, people want it as a certain value to them. So that's like when people start trading and stuff. I feel like also, do you think hygiene would be like, I know that's a random question, but like, do you think hygiene would be like, people would still care about that?
Or like, I feel like, yeah, I think that would still probably be like some, like, I think that would still probably, although some people might just say, fuck it, you know, there's no point. What's the point of it anymore? And, but I feel like other people would have a different, you know, different mindset.
Yeah, because I feel like for myself, I mean, I wouldn't put cologne on, obviously. Like, you know, there's no use for it. I wouldn't put deodorant on either, but at least I would, like, you know, like, bathe myself or something, or like, you know, clean
just as long as, you know, I'm feeling, you know, good.
Because I feel like, because I know we're like drifting off into different topics, but like, I feel like when you take a shower or like a bath or whatever, I don't judge, you know, you feel a certain amount of like refreshness, where it's like, wow, like you get like that certain burst of energy. I don't know, I feel like it's like the cold water for me, where it's like, I shower in the cold water, so it's like, you know, I get a certain like amount of, you know, energy, and I just like, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that in like a zombie apocalypse, it will be fucking gold to fucking to like, let's say the fucking water starts running and there's no like water, and then you go to like a certain place and they still have like running warm like water, whatever the fuck you want. That would, I feel like that would be fucking gold.
The question would be like, what do you think? Do you think there would be like a safe haven, or like some sort of like safe place that where you could go? Or do you think
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if some shit like that were to happen, I'm sure the government and stuff like that, they already have like certain areas where they have already prepared. But if it was like not prepared,
like,
then
yeah.
If it was not prepared,
nature wise, like, where it's like you have everything you basically need.
Yeah, I feel like if it were me, I would just like totally isolate, go far away from like where there was civilization in the beginning. Yeah. And I would just try to like create a stable like environment for me, like as in like food wise, try to create stable food so that I don't have to worry about having to go out and like risk my life to get to like you know, get certain items when I can produce them and make them myself.
Right.
And right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like a big thing is that something I'm also trying to learn. I feel like I probably will never learn this unless like I actually take the time out of my day to like learn. But it's basically I guess you could say like how do I say it? I forgot the word. It's like the basic things, like the principles, like, you know, starting a fire, finding shelter, knowing where to sleep at night, you know, all these things about nature. Because I feel like you, like, if we were in a zombie apocalypse, I feel like the dumbest thing you could do is like stay inside of a house. Yeah. Because you know, zombies are bound to go in, you know. Yeah. They also seek shelter, because like you have to think about like zombies are basically animals, you know. They want to seek shelter, they want to stay safe, and survival is key. And that's why, you know, I feel like they kill also because, like, you know, the virus needs to keep surviving one way or another. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like the dumbest thing that you could do is like sleep inside of a house. Because I mean, I feel like even if they don't go inside, you'll be swarmed one way or another.
Like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, if you stay in the house, eventually, there's no matter what you do, eventually you will have to go out. And once you have to go out, you won't know like what to do.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I feel like, yeah, like we said, I feel like the number one thing that people should do is keep calm in certain situations. I feel like COVID is a good not analogy, but like an example of like what happens when people go crazy. Because you know, a certain like thing that they said is like statistically, like when people panic is like when people die the most, because like, you know, they have no clue of what they're doing. Like they just do something because, you know, their instinct is to survive, but it's ironic because they end up dying. But you know, you just gotta keep calm, you know, stay light on your feet, just move around. Like, you know, I feel like a big thing that you need to do is that like you can't just be sitting around all day and just like going when like you only need to, because like your physique will basically go really low. Like you need to walk, you need to do something.
Yeah.
And also a thing that people don't think about apocalypse would be like psychologically, where it's like you have to read a book. I feel like that if there is TV, which I doubt there will be, then okay. But like if not, then like I feel like a big thing would be like to read a book, because like it keeps your brain working, because if not, you're gonna go insane. Because like,
yeah, imagine you're like it's just you, and then within like hundreds of miles, yeah, there's no one. And yeah, yeah, I feel like
yeah, because like
interacting with no one, you just be like, you'll just start like hearing shit and talking to yourself and shit like that.
Yeah, you'll freak out.
Yeah, yeah.
But but yeah, I feel like most people, like, you know, basically like, you know, people that got and people be like, oh, I want to be alone. Like, you really need to think about that, because like imagine if you were alone, like completely alone, like that. Whoa, nah. Like, I mean, I sometimes want to be alone, but that's like only for a certain amount of time, and then I get out of my room, you know. But like imagine like for the rest of your life you're alone. That messes with somebody's head. Like, at least if you're not out there just like killing things or anything, then like if you're just like walking around alone, you start to hear things. Anything that cracks, you're gonna turn your head, you know. Anything that makes a sudden movement, you're gonna freak out.
Yeah,
that's how it works. I feel like that's another thing where it's like mentally I feel like people would start to like kill themselves.
Yeah, probably.
Because yeah, I mean, people did that during COVID, you know.
Yeah,
they, I'm not saying that they went crazy, because, but you know, they felt so alone, you yeah know, not only physically but mentally. Because it's like it's different with COVID, because like you can still communicate with people.
Yeah, but if like you were, if what if something like, and you were like the last person on Earth, I feel like I feel like no one would be mentally stable for that. probably for some time. Like, if I were really thinking about it, and out of nowhere, everyone in the world just disappeared, and I'm the only one, I would probably be good for like the first, not even week. Cause like, I would just be enjoying shit, like doing whatever the fuck I want.
First day, not even for a whole day, but like for a certain amount of hours, you'd be like, yeah, like, you know, I can free to do whatever I want. I can, you know, anything you want to do, you just mess around. But then there comes to a certain point where it's like, there's nothing to do. Like, I feel like part of like the fulfillment of like being a human being, like, you know, something that like, you know, walks around on this earth is other people. It's like as anything. And I feel like if you were the last,
like, communicating and interacting with other people,
right? Because I feel like we look as people, I feel like in today's society, is that we look for we look for approval, I guess you could say, where it's like, you know, you want people to notice you and you want people to talk to you. I mean, some people don't. I mean, that's okay, like, you do you. But like most people, you know, they seek approval. They seek, you know, to be, I feel like glorified is such a it's a, not a rude way to say it, but it's like kind of like a psychopathic way of saying it, where it's like
people want
to be glorified. But if you really think about it, everyone pretty much wants to be glorified. They want to be looked upon as a god, which no one is.
Yeah. And,
but yeah, I feel like that's a big thing, where it's like, you're just in an apocalypse. I feel like you just gotta have the right mindset. You just gotta be mentally prepared, physically prepared. And I mean, other than that, I feel like you'd be good. You know, you just gotta stick to your morals and stuff like that.
Yeah, you just gotta have basic, you know, principles. Like like to survive a zombie apocalypse, you just basically, you know, human instincts have to be on top. Everything, you know, you have to be ready for it. You just gotta play it smart. Mostly smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't gotta be like, you know, the top scientist of the world. You don't gotta be Einstein. You know, you just gotta have the common sense of survival, and you know, you have to be willing to do what is necessary. And you know, other than that, I feel like you'd be good. Yeah, I mean, but I think like most people would have that concept, because that's another thing where it's like, it's funny because like, you know, these people that are so pacifist, these people that would be like, oh, I'd never hurt a fly, like. If you were in a zombie apocalypse, if you did that, you would die instantly. Like,
yeah.
You'd probably survive a week, but once you see a zombie, you're screwed, because, like, you know, you're going to be running on your tippy toes, and then, like, they're going to catch you. And what are you going to, like, not hurt them? I feel like it, but, like, once, like, there's this thing where it's, like, they studied this, where it's, like, actually, not studied this, but, like, do you know who, I feel like, Richard Ramirez, he said one time in a courtroom, he was like everyone in this room is capable of killing. It's just that you need a certain situation to be brought upon you so you can be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy, because yes, and everyone, believe it or not, we have the instinct of killing, or the instinct of doing something no matter what to survive.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to die.
Yeah, we're all humans, and we're all mammals, bro. One of our fucking instincts for everyone is, you know, surviving, killing. Yeah. Well, actually surviving, and, you know, willing to be doing whatever the fuck it takes to survive.
Yeah, not killing necessarily, but whatever it means to survive. Like, people that kill, that's a whole different, that's a whole different thing. Where they kill just to kill, that's yeah. something else.
No, I was just saying, you know,
yeah,
whatever,
like,
do whatever it takes to survive.
Yeah, I completely agree, because like anyone, I mean, religious, if you have your morals, if you have anything, there is a moment in time where, like, you know, the only thing you think about is survival, because like, you can ask anyone that has been brought upon a life or death situation, what are they thinking about? Are they thinking about the animal that's about to kill them? That'd be like, oh no, but he has a family. No, nobody thinks about that. All you think about is that I'm gonna kill that thing before I die, and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that. Sorry to say it, but you just gotta be cold-blooded in certain situations. It's not right. It's not right, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're also animals. So. Yeah,
let the best man win.
It's either you're gonna fucking, you know, kill or get killed, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion on the matter. That's pretty much it.
Yep, so basically, last thing is, like, you know, if I were to survive, I would just fucking basic instincts and, you know, fucking surviving.
Your power, you know? You gotta have the cojones.
Yeah, everyone else, I mean, everyone else has their own opinions, but, you know.
Actually, yeah, I mean, let us know, I mean, what your opinion is, because, I mean, I feel like...
Yeah, feel let like... us know what the fuck you would do in a zombie apocalypse. Would you just sit at home and just wait for...
Netflix and chill.
For everything to... Yeah, just fucking turn on some Netflix and just hope everything will pop up, or will you actually do something and, you know, go out of your way? Out of your way to do something you haven't done just to survive.
Yeah, so I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, that's not what you think. Anything. I mean, give us your opinion on anything. As in, like, if you think that, because, like, that's another concept where I'm not gonna get into it right now. But just, you know, what do you guys think that, you know, religion would be thrown out the window by then? Because I feel like that would be a pretty big thing that happens, where it's like, religion is basically, like, any religion for that matter, you know, Muslim, Christian, whatever, like, I feel like, you know, so many people would just, like, throw that out the window. Or do you think that people would, like, get religious? Give me your opinion on that. That's pretty much it.
But yeah, just let us know. I will be posting on the official, you know, Instagram of the podcast, and you guys could comment on there and let us know what you think about the situation. Well, this has been another episode of the Vonnie X Podcast. Thank you guys so much for being here for season 3. And yeah, let us know what you think. And we'll see you on the next one.